We fought tooth and nail, Deputy McLaughlin, working right alongside the fishing sector domestically, right throughout the negotiation process to ensure that fisheries was prioritised at all time and to hold the strongest line possible. And that was obviously resulted in fisheries being the very last issue being dealt with because we were fighting so hard on it and doing everything we could to put forward the strongest possible argument. The British, as you know, the government were looking for to take back all the fish the EU fleet, including our own, catches in their waters, the zonal attachment principle. They're looking to take back all of that, 100% of that. We didn't want to give any of it, but the ultimate deal resulted in 25% of what the EU fleet, including our own, catches in UK waters being reallocated between now and 2026. That's not an outcome any of us wanted, but unfortunately it was a result, and the best possible result we were able to get given the challenge of those negotiations. So while they wanted 100%, they ended up getting 25%. It's 25% too much from our point of view. But as I say, it did avoid a no-deal scenario, which would have been drastic and catastrophic for our fishery sector. And I now, as Minister for Marine, working with all my government colleagues, will continue at European level to try and address the unfair burden that's in that, and also in terms of the review of the Common Fisheries Policy, to put forward Ireland's case and what we bring to the Common Fisheries Policy, and to do everything I can and the government can to have that reflected in the policy as well.